Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Oh my goodness. So much stuff floating around this goofy planet this morning. What is going on nationally and locally? Well, I got a story here in front of me. It looks like Savannah Guthrie is going to have a new primetime game show based on the popular New York Times puzzle, Wordle.
Yeah.
People love the Wordle, don't they?
Yeah, her and Jimmy Fallon, right?
Yeah. Actually, I got some audio. I'm not going to tell you about it. I'll let you or Jimmy Fallon talk about it. Here you go.
Very exciting. I have a big announcement to make. We've been developing Wordle as a game show for the past 2.5 years with the New York Times. And it's official. We are making Wordle Game Show with our host, Savannah Guthrie. Oh. Come on, Savannah.
Oh, my gosh.
We can tell everybody.
I know. We've been holding this secret between us for, like, a long time now.
Yes.
And we're going to make Wordle a game show.
Yeah. I'm so happy. It's you.
You're over it, huh?
Yeah, I'm already over it.
Do you guys play Wordle every day?
No, I'm under 80. So.
No, it's a fun game to keep your mind sharp. Yeah.
Is like. Hey, I'm not going to lie. We have a story actually here in a little bit about are you cooler now than you were in high school? I mean, I used to be cool. But I'm no longer cool because I sit on my iPad mini and I'll do word search puzzles now.
Yeah.
The word searches.
Yeah.
And I dominated that.
So absolutely.
I don't know. I've got this weird thing where I can look at that square with all the letters and I can see things instantly.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a superpower, man.
I think it is. I think it's an underrated skill, but good for you. Flex.
I know.
Flex.
I used to be cool.
Flex.
See me sitting alone downstairs on a Saturday morning doing that.
I could just see, yep, got it.
Yeah, nailed it. Yeah. And there's this one, too. It's like a timer and it counts down how fast you can do it. And I can do it.
Like,
sorry, ladies.
Your shoulders off.
Sorry, ladies. I'm taken. Sorry, ladies. Okay, so Gen Z has been attaching the word maxing to anything
anything.
Going all in, right? Like, I'm maxing.
Yeah.
I'm protein maxing.
Yeah, look at me. I'm smile maxing.
Yeah. Like, you're just maximizing, right? Like, you're going above and beyond.
It's awful.
Everything.
Stop smile maxing right now. You look like a serial killer. The phrase Jimmy Buffett maxing is trending right now, and it just means to live your life like Jimmy Buffett in a laid-back lifestyle.
Not a care in the world.
On a beach with a margarita.
You want to go to Margaritaville, yeah.
Enjoying
exactly.
The little things like sunshine and the ocean and your friends. Not a lot bothered, Jimmy Buffett.
One for each hand.
You're talking about drinks,
yeah.
Though? So Jimmy Buffett maxing is a big thing right now, which I guess that's a good way to kind of live your life.
I don't hate that one.
Yeah. You don't hate that one?
I don't hate that one.
All right, good. Katie approved. Oh, and then get this, guys. Vin Diesel is still riding the Fast and Furious train. Peacock has officially greenlit a Fast and Furious television series. Announced by Vin Diesel at NBC's Universal's upfront presentation, whatever the hell that is. Anyway, that show is in development, and I could get on board with that as like a series.
I was kind of waiting for them to do something like this. I mean, they can only do so many movies, so make it a
That's
TV
what we thought.
Show.
I live my life a quarter and a mile at a time.
All right, I'm on board. Whatever. What's going on locally?
Well, we talked about the Harry Potter Bar, Underground School of Magic is what they're calling it, and it is now open through June 21st. So everything we could hope for, they've put out some pictures of it now, and it really is like the candlesticks floating on the ceiling and fun beverages, of course, butter beer, themed food like Luna Lovegood's whipped ricotta and Hagrid's meatballs.
I mean, whipped ricotta.
So much fun things with Harry Potter, but book a spot now. They're saying that it is filling up quick. So
happiness can be found even in the darkest of times.
If one only remembers to turn on the light.
I love Dumbledore. Yes.
Is that a reference to gas prices or something?
That's a great quote.
The darkest of times.
You can find happiness anywhere. Remember
$5
that.
$5 a gallon.
Yes. You can find it out at the Denver Zoo. Did you know that?
There's fun at the
zoo?
There's
so much happiness out there. They actually, here's the latest out at the zoo. They got rid of a hippo and had a baby bongo.
No. Yeah. Hold up. Hold up. The hippo's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. I know. The hippo. Everybody
Where did he
left.
Go?
Mahali was the hippo. And he was a big deal. People came specifically specifically to see the hippo. I know.
This guy.
You're not the only one who's mad about it, but here is the backstory, and I understand. So little Mahali was racking up a water bill that was unlike anything they'd seen. A quarter of their budget was going to Mahali. No, his habitat needs to be drained and filled every single day. So that's something that the zoo was just like, once we did the budget, we were like a quarter of our water budget was going to sweet little Mahali. So they found a little conservation area in Texas that would take them. They don't have to do that every day.
Get rid
now.
Of a different animal.
I know.
Get rid of a boring animal.
You don't even know. Like, people were upset about the hippo being
relocated.
What's
another boring animal they could get rid of?
I don't know. Again, they just had a bongo.
Get rid of the peacocks.
You don't want the peacock.
Get rid of the peacocks. The peacock, a couple monkeys.
The peacock doesn't use water the way the hippo does.
They I think if they get rid of enough boring animals, they could keep the cool animal.
No, I don't think so. Like, again, there was one hippo. Mahali was the only hippo at the zoo. One hippo.
Our zoo is hippo-less.
You know what?
Like a teenager.
Get rid of that bird enclosure.
I agree.
Bird enclosure is disgusting.
The bird enclosure is great.
You ever stood there and watched all those birds poop all over each other?
But that's like the oldest animal. Like, that's where dinosaurs came from.
Don't care.
Like, the birds are now the dinosaurs. You can't get rid of the birds.
The hippo beats the birds all day long.
Well, the hippo's going to be fine in Texas. You can go visit the hippo all in Texas if you really want. But this might get you out there. How about this? So they also, not only the new bongo, they are one of several new additions out there at the
zoo. I don't
even
know what that is.
So on Mother's Day, it's like a little antelope almost, but it has cool stripes. Oh, it's so neat looking.
Snow hippo.
But anyway, on Mother's Day, it's so sweet. The zoo shared a post highlighting they have a new baby orangutan. They have a baby bighorn sheep, a baby wallaby, and more.
You're starting to bring me back a little bit now. You're starting to pull me back in, Denver Zoo.
I love it. So again, the zoo is a great time. So go hit up the zoo. You and your kiddos are going to love it. And yes, that Taco Bell cantina at the airport finally opened. People have been waiting for this. It is pretty much a regular Taco Bell, but it has alcohol.
We can drink and eat
tacos.
Done
and done and done.
People love it. I know. So what could go wrong, right?
Diarrhea and drunk on a plane.
Both ends.
Wait, this was an 8-hour flight?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that chalupa was too much.
I just made a bad decision.
You can find it in Concourse A near Gate 46. So there
right
you go.
Next to the men's room.
A new Taco Bell cantina. There you go. Here's my high hype,
Jerry. I'm booking a flight immediately. There you go, guys. You're up to date with JKJ here at Mix.